You know what cheers me up?
What?
Rolled up aces over kings.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
The House of Cards.
Today, the game is different.
With author and professional poker player Ashley Adams.
Okay, you have some skill.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to House of Cards. This is Ashley Adams, your host for the hour. We have a great guest. He is a game developer. He's developed an entry-level game for players that might be a little intimidated by the casino games they normally find. He's invented Casino Over Under. We're going to talk to him about the development of the game and now the process of getting into a casino near you. So stay tuned. We'll also have a mailbag segment for you.
Theater 5 presents A House of Cards.
But are we cool?
Not really.
Hi, listeners. This is Ashley Adams joining you again. You're listening to House of Cards. And we have a guest for this segment that's going to talk about a product, a gambling product that I think you'll find interesting. The product is Casino Over Under, and our guest is Jason Coble, who is the president of Casino Over Under LLC, the company that developed this product. Jason, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we've had on our show in the past people that have developed products, and I find the process to be almost as interesting as the product. So why don't you tell us how it is you came up with Casino Over Under and what it is?
Sure, I'd love to. It's actually a pretty neat story. Way back in 1995, my roommate and I, who I've been friends with since I was a kid, Vincent Breyer, we took a bus trip to Atlantic City when we were at Penn State because we felt that we figured out a way to beat blackjack. So as fate would have it, we were wrong, of course, and we lost all of our money in 35 minutes. And we had another 7.5 hours until the bus was going back to State College. And it was during that terrible 7.5 hour stint when I developed the idea of the game in my head.
Well, I got to ask you before we get to the idea for the game, what was your system that you thought was a foolproof way of beating blackjack?
Well, you know, I must say it was when I was a teenager, and it's a little embarrassing. It was a terrible strategy in hindsight, but I guess that happens as we get older. We could look back with 20/20 vision. But essentially, it was this terrible strategy based on the number of consecutive losses, totally disregarding the fact that each hand is mutually exclusive. So if we got to like 3 losses in a row, it was some kind of building strategy where the only way you would possibly lose would be if you lost 10 hands in a row. And we lost 10 hands in a row, like I said, within the first couple of minutes. So we thought that would never happen.
A martingale strategy that turned out not to work. Okay, so what was your idea, and why was it incubated for 20 years before you released it?
Well, first of all, the idea actually stemmed from the experience. At that time, we were relatively new to casino gaming. And, you know, the first time you play on a felt table, there's a lot of nerves. And thinking back then and even now, as far as games for new players, there's not a whole lot of options. I would say if you took a poll, most people would say their first game is blackjack. And although it might be easy to play, to play optimally to get that house edge that everyone hears about, it's actually quite complex. So, you know, in life, we always like to have a crawl before you walk type mindset to things, and it just doesn't seem to be the case for table games. So we felt that there was a void there. In particular, we felt if it wasn't blackjack, then people are playing war, and that's quite a big space as far as the differences between the games. So Casino Over-Under was meant to fill that void and act as essentially a starter game. And it is simple, and I made every step of the way, I made sure that non-intimidation, that element was always at the forefront of my mind.
Okay.
So there's no decision a player could make that will affect the outcome of the rest of the table.
Okay, so we're talking about a gateway drug, so to speak, a gateway game that will be a way to slowly seduce people into the wonderful world of casino gaming. So it must be relatively easy to explain this game to the listener.
Absolutely.
So go ahead
Absolutely.
And explain it.
I can do
explain
it in
away.
Seconds.
Go ahead.
Sure, sure. Essentially, the action starts after you put up an ante, and there's also a bonus feature that you have an option of playing the bonus at the same time as the ante. But at any rate, let's say you play the ante. That'll get you one card face up. After you see the first card, you're going to have an option to either fold or surrender the hand or choose over 23 or under 18 for the three-card total. Now, if you choose over or under, you have to match your ante, and then the summation of the three cards will determine if you win or not. If you win the over 23 or the under 18, it's even money. The bonus, you put it down at the same time as the ante, and that's it. The three-card total will also determine the bonus. Essentially, a high over or a low under, you win. Six is the lowest you could get. From 6 to 12, it pays out according to a pay table. And then from 27 to 33, it pays out for the high overs according to a pay table. So if you get ace, 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 or 2-2-2, we have it paying 50 to 1. And that's pretty enticing. And as far as the strategy to play optimally, it's, you know, most everyone will be able to play optimally. And that means most everyone will be able to get that 1.1% house advantage the base game has, unlike blackjack.
Okay, so this game is simple. It is easy to understand. And unlike blackjack, it is easy to master. But also unlike blackjack, mastering this game, which does cut into the house edge down to a very small 1.1%, you can't do any better than that. Even if you are a super unbelievable card counter master, you're not going to end up with even a small edge, which I guess a card counter theoretically can end up with at blackjack. But at least you'll have a very small disadvantage to the house, which, who knows, with comps and everything, maybe you're breaking even.
Right, right. And,
okay,
you know,
good.
As far as the process, we looked at card counting. I mean, all the math angles that we had analyzed, we covered everything from A to Z.
So we'll be right back with more House of Cards after a quick break.
This is House of Cards Radio with Ashley Adams,
the ambassador of poker.
Join us online at houseofcardsradio.com.
Everyone, welcome back to House of Cards. I'm Ashley Adams, your host. If I read your promotional information correctly, the advantage to the house, although the edge is small, you can play, what, relatively many hands an hour? Is that the idea?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, the hands per hour statistic is better than any other table game in existence, as far as I know. I haven't seen one even remotely close. The highest you see is, you know, war, blackjack, easy baccarat, usually around 75 per hour, hands per hour on a seven-person table, and over-unders playing about 120. Yeah.
120 hands an hour, that's a lot.
Yep. And the reason for that is the second and third card, they're dealt one and right after another. So, you know, you either say over or under, and then boom, the second and third card you're going to get practically at the same time back to back. So that's why the hands per hour is what it is.
So the action freak in me says, geez, I am able to gamble twice a minute on this game.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Have you tested it anywhere? Is there any casino doing a test yet?
Yeah, very good question. Well, let's see. Before I even got to that point, you know, we need GLI approval, the gaming lab, before you could apply for licenses. So while we were waiting for that, we already had some analysis done by other mathematicians. I had the game at Florida Casino Nights, and the owner there has been offering my games to his in his functions, you know, for casino night parties. And we've gotten months of feedback from him, which has been tremendous. Then I had my game sent to Wayne Jones at he owns a dealer academy, and he's been running that game for his dealers that he's training. And then they also have player nights where the dealers could play or deal to players, and he's offering the game, and I've gotten tremendous feedback there. And then we also, the first thing we did is we released an app in the App Store May 1st, and I got a tremendous amount of feedback there. So before we even entered the casino realm, we already had an idea of, you know, the response from players. And right now I'm in talks with Royal Caribbean for a trial run for this summer, and we're just ironing out the details. And I just applied for my license in Mississippi, and I'm contacting casinos out there for a trial run in Mississippi.
Fantastic. Listeners, we're talking to Jason Coble, who's the president of Casino Over Under LLC, which has produced a new game, Casino Over Under. It is a starter game, so to speak, an entry-level game, a gateway game for people that are not sophisticated players. Although what a lot of people don't realize is the games that people think are most sophisticated, like Baccarat, are really the simplest games in the world. A moron can play that game. In fact, that, for me, it suffers from not being very interesting. Your game, on the other hand, does have a degree of strategy. It is simple, and my God, 120 hands in an hour. I do want to understand something about the app. The app is not a way that you can actually gamble real money. It's basically a play game that's fun, or do you have it hooked up with some online casino?
No. The only reason why we released the app is it's a lot quicker to get an app in the App Store than it is to get a game in a casino.
Okay,
with
so
all
it's
the regulations.
Fun. It's for
it's
fun.
It's just for fun, and so I can say, hey, you want to play a few hands? Go ahead and download our app, and it's helped a lot.
So let me ask you this, Jason. We got a couple minutes left. Even though it sounds like this game is going to be one of the rare games that really can succeed, and let's hope that's the case, because if you hit the jackpot, you can make a lot of money. I suspect that right now you must do something other than just promote this game. What do you do in your other life?
Actually, in the boring side of my life, I'm an attorney, and I own my own law firm, Coble Law. And I've been practicing down here in Florida since 2001.
Oh, what kind of law do you do?
I do injury law. I do workers' compensation if you get injured at work, personal injury, Social Security disability. And most recently, I started doing fair debt work. Basically, when one of my clients gets a bill that should never happen in workers' comp, I sue the provider.
There you go. Man after my own heart. So let me ask you this. If you may not want to get into this, and I understand your privacy, but if this game actually succeeds, two questions. First of all, what's the timeline for when you might hit the jackpot, so to speak? That's the first question. And the follow-up question is, if you hit the jackpot, if the game becomes the next three-card poker or whatever, do you stop being a lawyer and do you just do this, or do you keep at the law?
All right. Well, first of all, the hope is that we have a wonderful trial run. And it looks like we've got one lined up, like I said, for this summer. But we're trying to get one sooner than that in Mississippi, and I hope we do. But as far as the trial run, I've gotten I'd say 8 to 10 casinos that told me, look, we don't want to be the first one, but if you have a good trial run, we're in. So, you know, it's going to be huge, this trial run. If it goes well, things will be very, very good. And as far as just some common knowledge that I learned that I never even knew, a standard game, like just a normal average game, usually casinos are paying about $700 a month per table. And then the very good games are like $2,000 a month per table. And there's a lot of tables in casinos. So, yeah, the money is outrageously awesome if you could do it. It's obviously not something that succeeds often, this venture. But I think most new games, they're variants of poker or blackjack spinoffs. And, you know, instead of another Super Blackjack 2000, you know, this is it's bringing the over-under wager from sports to table games. And I feel, like I said, there's a need there, as there's not a lot of options for new players. But will I continue to practice a lot? Oh, yeah. I have a passion for that, too. I'm a crazy competitor, and that fulfills that. So,
well, Jason, a couple of questions. My producer handed me out. He wants to know how long it took for the gaming lab to approve, what the approval process is, how long it takes.
Sure, sure. Well, being that I was not in the industry, I actually made some mistakes along the way. I had three statisticians do analysis. In hindsight, I probably could have just had GLI. But to answer your question, by the time GLI, they do their own independent testing, but I already had two reports already done, thorough reports, like 15-page reports. So they did their own testing, but they had this other reports to corroborate with, and it only took a couple of weeks. They were tremendous, probably about 5 weeks.
Oh, well, and how about the approval process? Are they the approvers as well, or are they just the testers?
Well, you know, every jurisdiction is different. But, for example, say in Nevada, you have to either have GLI or this other gaming lab approve your game, or you can't even apply for a license. And, like, take, for example, Mississippi. That was also a requirement in Mississippi. We paid for the licensing fee, gave them all the documentation they needed, and right now they're doing a background check. And then what will finalize the approval is the trial run. You have to have a successful trial run.
So,
we have a six-month window right now to get a trial run with a casino in Mississippi, and we're working on that every day.
All right. Well, the dozens of casino operators that listen to this show every week, when they want to find out more information about Casino Over-Under, what's a website for them to go to?
Well, there's casinooverunder.com, and on our website there's actually a form for either – casino operators or just players. If you want to request the game at your local casino, you could fill out a form and submit it to us. And then you could email us at casinooverunder@gmail.com or my law firm at Kobal Law, @yahoo.com.
Terrific, Jason. I wish you very well. And when you become a multimillionaire from this game, I hope you'll come back on and talk to us about what that feels like.
Well, I would be honored. I tell you what, I brushed up on your work, and you are one heck of a writer. And it really, reading your work made me realize just how terrible of a poker player I am. I didn't know there were that many variables to it.
Take care, Jason. Listeners, that was
bye-bye.
Jason Kobal. Jason Kobal, president of Casino Over Under, LLC, a developer of Casino Over Under, the next big game coming to a casino near you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a quick break.